This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Tropical storm Isaias continues to churn its way towards the Florida coast, with residents warned to be ready to evacuate or lose power as the storm gains strength. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said after the storm was downgraded Saturday that residents should not be complacent.
But don't be fooled by the downgrade. We do think it will be upgraded back to a hurricane later on this evening.
Authorities in North Carolina ordered the evacuation of Ocracoke Island, which was slammed by last year's Hurricane Dorian. Isaias's approach comes amid the coronavirus pandemic, and Florida was forced to close several outdoor testing sites. Talks on a huge coronavirus relief measure resumed on Saturday, focused on restoring a newly expired supplemental unemployment benefit, fresh payments to most Americans, and hundreds of billions of dollars in other relief. AP's Ben Thomas reports.
There's still a lot of work to do.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin and White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows met Saturday with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
This was the longest meeting we had, and it was more productive than the other meetings.
Mnuchin says there's a clear subset of issues both sides agree on.
Extending on enhanced unemployment insurance. We're very interested in schools. We're very interested in jobs.
One potential roadblock, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's insistence the bill protect businesses from potential lawsuits over decisions to reopen. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows.
Leader McConnell has made it very clear it's a red line.
Staff talks continue through the weekend with more meetings expected Monday. Ben Thomas, Washington.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website. This is VOA News. Protesters against coronavirus restrictions gathered in Berlin for a demonstration titled The End of the Pandemic Freedom Day. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
A crowd of people whistling and cheering and with few masks in sight marched, holding up homemade placards featuring slogans that included Corona, false alarm, we are being forced to wear a muzzle and natural defense instead of vaccination. Some chanted, we're here and we're loud because we're being robbed of our freedom. The protests come amid increased concern about an upturn in infections in Germany. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Several thousand demonstrators gathered outside the official residence of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Saturday, as weeks of protest against him showed no signs of slowing. Saturday's demonstration in central Jerusalem, along with smaller gatherings in Tel Aviv and near Netanyahu's beach house in central Israel, was one of the largest turnouts in weeks of protests. Throughout the summer, thousands of Israelis have taken to the streets calling for Netanyahu to resign, protesting his handling of the country's coronavirus crisis, and saying he should not remain in office while on trial for corruption charges. 10 people died on Saturday when a crane collapsed and trapped them underneath at a state-run shipyard in the southern Indian city of Vishakhapatnam. The incident occurred at the Hindustan shipyard when the crane collapsed during a weight-bearing trial. Television footage showed the new crane crashing into the ground and breaking into pieces. A district government administrator said most of the victims were contract laborers and the crane had collapsed on people who were working on it or standing nearby. The cause of the accident is being investigated. Two U.S. astronauts based on the International Space Station on Saturday gave their farewells as they planned to return to Earth. SpaceX and NASA plan to bring Doug Hurley and Bob Behnken back Sunday afternoon in the company's Dragon capsule, aiming for the Gulf of Mexico just off the Florida Panhandle. Astronaut Doug Hurley said, "It's hard to describe what it's been like to be part of this mission.
It'll be kind of a memory that will last a lifetime for me. Just all the incredible teamwork and accomplishments with the highlights, obviously being the four spacewalks that we worked together."
This will be SpaceX's first splashdown with astronauts on board, ending a two-month test flight that began May 30th at NASA's Kennedy Space Center, the first launch of a crew from the United States in nearly a decade. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.